Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for January 2nd, 2025. This is my 10th retake. I keep saying 2024, but so this one actually worked. So kudos. Okay, so here's where mortgage rates are. I thought they were going to drop this morning because when the market opened, the MBS market was way up, prices were up. That should have brought rates down. And then it just basically came all the way back down, and then it kind of petered out right at the end of the day, and it's at basically zero. And I'll show you that in 1 second. So that's why mortgage rates haven't really moved today. On the economic front, we just had the initial jobless claims and manufacturing numbers come in. Jobless claims, they're still better than what a lot of people were expecting. People were expecting, latter part of 2024, there's going to be a recession. Tons of people are going to lose their jobs. The Federal Reserve raised rates too high, too long, and it was just going to be catastrophic. Well, I have a former Fed official, yes, another one coming in one of today's videos. I want to show you his outtake of what to expect in 2025, because all I get right now is people asking, Dan, what do you think rates are going to do? So my perspective this week was I didn't lock on Monday. It was hugely volatile. On Tuesday, the market picked up about 40 basis points when it comes to the MBSs. And what we're talking about right now is right through here is where I said it was flat for the day. But on Tuesday, the MBS market went up about 49 points. I was like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this move. It'd be like a stock, coming way down. Well, they're coming down now, but they're going to go back up. And I'm not saying that with the stock market. I'm just saying that with rates, I'm like, I'm going to lock in my clients right now because a lot of the economic numbers coming in really isn't going to be market movers. So I'm going to take advantage of that dip in price. So that's what I did. I actually recommended people to lock in today. I would lock in even most likely tomorrow, because there's really no economic news coming out tomorrow that should shock in all the markets. So let's get over to this young man. He used to sit on the Federal Reserve. I like his commentary, and he's on point with a lot of things. I'm kind of on his side with a lot of this stuff, and I'm giving you a little bit of a peek at my, where I'm expecting interest rates to be in 2025. That video is coming out hopefully over the weekend. I do have my housing video forecast is coming out tomorrow. So take a look at, peek out for that one to get posted tomorrow afternoon. But let's get over to this video. It's got a lot of take on it, but again, it's what is going to go on with, the economy, the new administration, with tariffs, all these other things. He answers a lot of those questions. So let's get to it.
Former Federal Reserve Governor Randy Krosner joins us now. How many cuts do you think we'll get this year, if any?
The Fed has penciled in roughly 2/4 percentage point cuts. That seems reasonable, but it really depends on how the economy evolves. If we continue to get a very strong economy, and if inflation is really resistant in that, the classic last mile problem, inflation's come down a lot, but getting it to that 2% goal, from where it is now, that may be pretty tough. And so we might not get many cuts at all.
So how should we think about that? Are the economy running hot?
The economy seems to be running pretty darn well. The labor market's still quite strong. GDP seems to be strong. We may see a little bit of slowdown during this next year, but if it continues to be strong on both the labor market and demand side, that doesn't leave a lot of room for inflation to be coming down.
It's interesting, in a year where the Fed cut interest rates 100 basis points. I just mentioned the dollar's performance. It was up like 8% against other major currencies. Rates ultimately ended higher. I mean, now mortgage rates now are sitting at the highest they've been in weeks. So what do you think the Fed will make of the fact that as it cut rates, they've gone the other way?
Well, I think the Fed understood that even though they're cutting the short rate, the long rate, the 10-year rate, which is what mortgages are based off of, was not going to be coming down dramatically. We had this unusual situation of a dramatically inverted yield curve. And although it's been that way for a number of years, that's the unusual situation, not the normal situation. So I think
So I'm going to leave it at that, because then they start getting into a little bit more technicals and a little bit of the equity markets and so forth. So what he was saying is the inverted yield curve. Here's what the anomaly was over the last, I'll say, several years. When we went into the pandemic, basically what the Federal Reserve did is they dropped the federal funds rate that's now at like 4.25, 4.5 to almost 0.25%. So basically zero. And a lot of things traded off of that. You had, credit card rates which should have been, much, much lower than they are now, but they're back up to 28% and so forth. But short-term rates, were actually higher than long-term rates, which is never the case, because banks, most banks, they'll borrow short-term and lend long-term, and that's how they make their profits. Okay, so when you have short-term rates higher than long-term rates, there's something wrong. Okay, so that's what happened over the last, you know, several years, and a lot of people just got used to it and didn't realize, well, the long rates need to be higher than the short rates. That's why over the last few years, nobody got adjustable rate mortgages, because they were higher than fixed rate. So why would you do that? Okay, so that's what's happening. Now it's starting to invert or uninvert, and it's causing havoc, and they don't know what the spreads are going to be, the difference in the spreads. But what he also continues to talk about is the national deficit, because the federal government is, again, and I know I talk about this daily, they keep pumping in money to the economy, but they don't have that money. So they have to borrow it. They borrow it how? Well, they print more money or borrow from the Fed, or it's, that's called a deficit. So when you have massive deficits, you're going to have concerns. I'll pick it up here a little bit. I think there is a little more section of this where he talks about tariffs and a few other things. I might be mistaken, but let's check this out.
The short rate coming down will lead, obviously, to lower shorter-term rates and money market rates. But I don't think the long rate is going to be coming down that much. You've got a lot of investment demand because of excitement about AI. You've got a lot of concerns about continued deficit spending. And so I think that's going to lead the long rates to stay in the range that they're in now, even if the shorter rates come down.
Okay, so here's another piece of this puzzle. When he's talking about the equity markets, you go over to here, and this was just published recently, and it's saying, what's the headlines here? Stock slows lower and volatile start to 2025. So this is today. So here's another reason. If you scroll down through here, it says bond yields were also volatile on Thursday, with the benchmark 10-year treasury rising near to 4.6%. It's been down to 4.4. It was actually down almost 100 basis points just about 2 months ago. And at one point before retreating, higher rates make fixed income an attractive alternative to investors worried about the volatility of the stock market. If we don't want to buy it on all-time high, then you need to, you know, put your money into some cash. So what they're saying is the stock market, in the more piece of that caption, is the stock market is a little frothy, and it's come down, I can't think, a couple thousand points in the last couple of weeks. We never got that Santa Claus rally. So people are still, you know, sitting on the sidelines with their cash, what they're saying here, and they don't just sit in cash. They'll put it in bonds and things like that. That's what's causing the bond prices and the yields to do what they're doing. So but relax, things will start to normalize. We're expecting in 2025 things to the multiples to change, you know, get back in line, and also the spreads between treasuries and mortgages and things like that to condense as well. So I will have my interest rate video coming out. Hopefully that'll be out on Saturday. But on Friday, tomorrow, we'll have my housing forecast for 2025. So that's our report for today. Well, let's go over one thing. Let's just go and see what the stock market's doing today. We know what bond yields did. We had the bond yields right now. They were down two ticks, so basically nothing. You see mortgage rates basically they haven't done anything today. We get over to the equity markets, and all these were up earlier. And what am I doing? Continue. Contact support. Continue. I don't know what they're asking me to support them in some way or something. So I don't know what they're doing. But if you look behind the scenes, the Dow Jones is down, NASDAQ's down, the S&P 500's down, and the VIX is up. That's not good news for the equity markets. So my name is Dan Frio. This is my report for today. Who am I? Well, I'm actually a loan officer. That's what I do for a living. I do loans. I've talked to probably about 20 different people today. Hopefully some of you guys can vouch down below. Just put some comments in there saying, hey, I called in and Dan called me. But I talked to a lot of people today. I do mortgages, folks. So let me get this caption down a little bit so you can see what's on my screen here. I want you to go to therateupdate.com. This is my website. If you're concerned, hey, you know, can I use you, Dan? Well, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there somewhere, I would be able to help you. Then you think, okay, are you competitive on your rates? Do you have the programs I need? Well, who am I? Well, I work at ServBank. We're the 10th largest mortgage servicer in the country. Huge company. We're also one of the country's largest brokers. So what a broker does, we're set up with about 40 other entities, banks, credit unions, mortgage companies, to be able to offer you their services and their rates through our system. So think of it. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your rate to over 30, 40 different places, say, and get you the best program that's out there, making sure you're with the best program and also with a good counselor. So thanks for watching, folks. Visit us at therateupdate.com, hit the apply now button, or schedule a one-on-one consultation with me or one of my guys. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.